2020 has been a tough year, but somehow Delta's found a way to continue delivering the goods with a new Christmas album out and a special on our screens tomorrow. Welcome back to the show, Delta Goodrum.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Delta, it's been a busy couple of months for you. A couple of weeks back, we saw you host the very different 2020 ARIA Awards. You're a seasoned performer now, but how does being at the front of an event like that, does it still cause some nerves?
Oh, of course. Like I always get little butterflies for everything. You know, if you could see inside my little, you know, throughout the course of time. And I remember when I first started, I wondered if it would ever like, you know, if they'd ever just calm down a little bit,
sure.
but they're always there and they, you know, they're a part of the process and it was an exciting night hosting ARIAs and I had really good fun. I had a really good time.
I'm glad you still feel like that all these years later. I mean, it's been a very different year for everyone and a huge shakeup for people in the arts. Coming to the end of it all now, we're a couple of weeks away from the end of 2020. Do you think your perspective on what you do has changed at all?
Absolutely. I think it's entirely changed. I think that it would be remiss not to recognize that even though it might feel some parts are normal, it's actually been completely different. And
yeah.
I you know, from the second the world sort of shifted gears again, going into a pandemic and then finding new ways to work from home.
Yeah.
You can't really go back to how it was. You have to evolve and keep moving forward. And I think I've understood that from a young age, change happens and you have to continue to evolve with it, move forward. So I definitely think that in that I've worked really hard at just sort of being in 2020 and trying my best to, it's not at all what I imagined, but it's been in the silver lining is that there's been a lot of trust in the work and I've loved some of the creative projects, just getting really, really creative. And it's been that reset and thought like, where are we going next? And so, I'm ready for Chrissy. Don't kid me, David. I'm ready for Chrissy. I'm like, how did it turn that busy?
You've managed to put so much in the last couple of months. I mean, we got a few singles in 2020, which, you know, we're looking towards 2021's new album. But then just out of nowhere, you go and drop this brand new Christmas album, Only Santa Knows, out of nowhere. What's it like planning a surprise album drop like that?
You know what? It actually felt like a Christmas gift, genuinely.
Yeah,
I was loving that nobody knew. I loved that it was so left field because it was kind of left field for me too because I had written this song, Only Santa Knows, in lockdown. And I know we weren't in Sydney for a long time compared to like Melbourne or everyone's got their different journeys in the world. But in that time when I was doing Bunker Down and I was singing a lot, like performing live streams from my home, I kind of had this little earworm of Only Santa Knows and then just sort of kept going. And from that, I went, you know what? Christmas is going to mean so much being with family. Like there's just going to be a lot of reflection. And I thought, I think this is the right year for me to make a Christmas record and bring to life, you know, a Christmas special. And it kind of just happened. But then when nobody was funny and I was getting like, please don't say anything. And I was like, surprise.
Keep the secret. Is songwriting for Christmas tracks different? Like, do you have to have jingle bells in the background to like set the mood for yourself?
You know what? When I was producing it, I was very much like, the more Christmas sounds, the better. I was like the more Christmassy we go, the happy, like the choirs and strings and making sure I found little bells and Only Santa Knows, like all that stuff that makes it super Christmassy.
Mm-hmm.
So I love all that stuff.
Beyond the two songs you've wrote yourself, is it hard to decide what carols go onto the album? So, you know, is there a couple of favourites that just... they're in there straight away. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is in there. Silent Night is done. And then, you know, do you have to really debate on the other ones that make that list?
Yes, because what I had to do was I sat at the piano and just like played them and just kind of found my key. And I think my fingerprint on most of my work is that my playing. So the way I play my piano is what dictates how the rest of the track sounds. So when I'd sit down and, you know, I kind of like, I played Deck the Halls and I went, I love kind of the way I'm playing, the way that this is painting. So Deck the Halls makes it, or, you know, that might have not been a favorite Christmas carol. It just happened that I found a space that felt right for me, you know, and so, yeah. And some songs, like I went to do Jingle Bells and I was like, this is not working.
Get out of here, Jingle Bells. Well, actually, see on our screens this weekend when you host Christmas with Delta from the Opera House. Easy to squeeze into the schedule at the Opera House this year?
Well, it was definitely, you know, we got the date on the Opera House and we went to the Joan Sutherland Theatre and it was just, it was magical. It was, and it was very 2020, like we'd have, you know, you're going to see that people are on the screens and I'm duetting with them. And it really was a dream come true. I told everyone, I really felt very, very grateful to get to do something so special.
Oh, we can't wait to see it. Are you someone that loves a Christmas tradition? Like, is there something that you end up doing with your friends or family at this time every year?
Yeah, I do have many traditions actually. Like my friend's Christmas is a tradition where we, you know, get like bad presents and everybody, you know, plays games and somebody hosts it. Like I definitely have my group of mates that we have our Christmas every year. You know, seeing my family in different parts of Australia, but this year obviously they're coming to Sydney, which is nice.
That's great.
Yeah, lots of traditions, lots of games, lots of fun. But I definitely I'm not prepared, Damon, at all. I've got not one present for anyone now. So I've got nothing.
You've got an album to hand out. That'll be fine.
It's actually a really good point. It really just, like my family Christmas present.
Just sign it. I'm sure they'll love it. Hey, we want you to be part of our tradition. So a couple of years ago, we started to realise that at this time every year, you catch up with the extended family, the cousins, aunties, the uncles, and it turns into a bit of a sharing fest of news. So we formalized it into a holiday that runs in tandem with Christmas that we call Newsmas. Now you've got a Newsmas tree, which you hang news to share on. You spread the spirit of the season. You have a Newsmas carol. Now we've done a Newsmas tree and all I want for Newsmas is news. But Delta, now that you're a certified caroler, we want you to help grow the pie here. So we're going to take White Christmas, which you've done on your album.
Yes.
I'll sing the first verse, and then, hey, if you want to collab here, we can get this going. All right, so here we go. Just sing it in front of Delta. You don't have a red chair. You don't need to turn around anymore. Here we go. I'm hoping for a bride, Newsmas, just like the one we had last year, where the white tree glistens and everybody listens to the information they will want to know.
Bum, 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 bum. Said, I'm hoping for a bright Newsmas with every piece of news I write. May your gain knowledge and in insight, and may all your Newsmas delight.
Beautiful. The Newsmas, it's just going to go places now. Only Santa Knows, Delta's Christmas album is out now. The vinyl's available today too. You can catch the special television event, Christmas with Delta, tomorrow, 7:30 on Channel 9, and the Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour, of course. It's on sale now, Friday, the 16th of April at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre Arena. The perfect Christmas gift, and $1 donated from every ticket goes to the Delta Goodrum Foundation as well. Delta, you are a delight. Good luck with everything. Can't wait to see the Christmas special tomorrow.
Thank you, Damon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Newsmas.
Merry Newsmas. You're right. I'll get the cousins news this week.